we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation, may we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, who by a star led wise men to the worship of your Son, guide by your light the nations of the earth, that the whole world may know your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you. Deuxième lecture vient du livre d'Éphésiens. C'est pourquoi moi, Paul, le prisonnier de Jésus-Christ, pour vous les païens, si du moins vous avez appris la grâce que Dieu, pour réaliser son plan, m'a accordé à votre intention, comment, par révélation, j'ai eu connaissance du mystère, tel que je l'ai acquisé rapidement. Vous pouvez constater en me lisant quelle intelligence j'ai du mystère de Christ. Ce mystère, Dieu ne l'a pas fait connaître aux hommes. Des générations passées, comme il vient de révéler maintenant par l'Esprit à ses saints, apôtres et prophètes. Les païens sont admis au même héritage, membres du même corps, associés à la même promesse en Jésus-Christ par la moyenne de l'Évangile. J'en ai été fait ministère par le don de la grâce que Dieu m'a accordée en déployant sa puissance. Moi, que je suis la dernière des dernières de tous les saints, j'ai reçu cette grâce d'annoncer aux païens l'impénétrable richesse du Christ Jésus et de mettre en lumière comment Dieu réalise le mystère tenu caché depuis toujours en lui, le Créateur de l'univers. Ainsi, désormais, les autorités et pouvoirs dans les cieux connaissent, grâce à l'Église, la sagesse multipliée de Dieu, selon le projet éternel qu'il a exécuté en Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur. En Christ, nous avons donc, par la foi en lui, la liberté de nous approcher en toute confiance. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thank you.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It was during the days of the bad-hearted chief Looksbrave that the Chosen One was born in the village of House of Bread in the land of promise. After his birth, seekers of wisdom, traveling on a long journey from the east, came to Village of Peace. They begin to ask around, where is the one who has been born to be chief of the tribes of wrestles with Creator? We saw his star where the sun rises and have come to humble ourselves before him and honor him. When Chief Looksbrave heard this, he and all who lived in Village of Peace were troubled. He called a council of all the head holy men and scroll keepers and asked them where the Chosen One was to be born. In House of Bread, the village of the great chief, much loved one, they answered, "This is what the ancient prophet said. But you, O House of Bread, in the land of promise, even though you are small, you have a good reputation with the chiefs who watched over the land. From you will come a great chief who will guide my chosen people, the tribes of wrestles with Creator." Then Looksbrave called a secret council with the seekers of wisdom to find out when the star would first appear. He then sent them to House of Bread and told them, "Look everywhere for the child, find him, and tell me where he is, so that I may also come and honor him." After listening to Looksbrave, the seekers of wisdom went their way. When they saw the star rising in the east, they jumped with joy, and with glad hearts they followed until the star stopped and rested over the place where the child was. They went into the house and saw the child and his mother, bitter tears. As soon as they saw the child, they bowed down to honor him. Then they opened their bundles and gifted him with gold, sweet-smelling incense, and bitter ointment of myrrh. The seekers of wisdom were warned in a dream not to go back to Looksbrave. So they returned to their homeland by a different road. The Gospel of Christ.
May I speak to you in the name of the Creator who sets us free. Amen. The 12th day of Christmas, Epiphany as we call it, has some ancient customs that might not be known to you. There is a medieval custom called chalking the door. Anyone know what that is? A few of you do. Okay, let me tell you what chalking the door is. At the end of the service, the priest would bless some chalk, and you would take it home, and then above your door, you would put the year, so 2025, and then you would put the initials of the first names of the Magi, CMB, in the middle, and put crosses between all the letters. So those names, they come out of the Middle Ages too. They are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And you would put this over your door with this blessed chalk. And the CMB has a double meaning. It also is in Latin, Christus mentionem benedicat. Christ bless this house. Except that it's a beautiful Latin mentionem, like your house is a mansion. It's like that in my father's house are many mansions, right? It's a beautiful word. And you would write that with the chalk, and that would be your appeal to Christ to bless your house. And you would leave it there for as long as you like. I have seen people having that above their door. And I thought, oh, somebody in their church, wherever they go, has said, you know, we're going to bless chalk this time. And so they've all done it. Now, I think, upon reflection, that this is trying too hard to make the Magi relevant. I think it's actually not at hard at all to make the wise men relevant, and that we can be wise ourselves about how we apply this story so that it challenges us. So there's a traditional understanding about how Matthew's gospel has the Magi, that Matthew's gospel wants us to see that from the very beginning, from Jesus' actual birth, he came not just for the Jews, but for all the nations. That's a very traditional understanding of how Matthew has set it up. In a way, that this often gets tied to other stories in Matthew's gospel. So there's one in chapter 15. The Canaanite woman came to Jesus to heal her daughter. And Jesus says, I was sent only for the lost sheep of Israel. And she replies, Lord, help me. And he says that thing that feels so obnoxious to us. It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. And she has her wits about her and says, even the dogs get the crumbs under the table. And he says, woman, your faith is great. And this is Jesus' dawning realization of what Matthew already knew at the beginning, that Jesus is for all the nations. So that's the way that the story is often told and the way it's set up for us. But on the other hand, that way of thinking about the Magi actually elevates a theme that is already present in the books we call the Old Testament. If you consider way back to God's covenant with Abraham, when God first meets Abraham and makes a covenant with him, it's in Genesis chapter 12. God says to Abraham, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. And it appears God regards this as so important to the covenant that he then repeats the covenant with Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. And God says, by your offspring, all the nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, for you have obeyed my voice. This gets taken up by the prophets. And so Isaiah, from whom we have that first reading, arise, shine, for your light has come, also says this. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations. In the synagogue liturgy, the weekly prayers remind the people that they are to be a blessing to others, a blessing on the earth, and that by living the Torah, they are a blessing to others. And when I first had a tour of a synagogue, it was explained to us. We had an orientation tour some time ago that I participated in, that the extensive charity that Jews often do is fostered by that prayer that they would be a blessing to the nations. It references Jeremiah chapter 29. So another prophet who says, seek the welfare of the city, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare. And so if you go into any hospital and you look at the names, and they told us this in the tour, you'll see Jewish names there because they have been encouraged to be a tangible blessing to the nations wherever they live. Now, what Christian history has done with this idea of Jesus drawing all nations to himself is often to combine it with Matthew chapter 28, the end of the gospel, the phrase, "Go therefore to all nations, baptizing them in the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In other words, the drawing of all nations by evangelizing them and converting them to Christian faith. So there are many things we can do with this idea of drawing all nations, being a blessing to all nations. And I want to think about being wise about how we interpret the text to be a challenge for us. How are we a blessing to others? We could put a lot of energy into trying to be a blessing, and there are many ways to go about that. Now, I think in the history of this congregation, there's a particular way of being a blessing to others that has been about justice, inclusion, and concrete support and help for those in need. It is a blessing. It blesses the needs we see as so evident on the streets, wherever we walk in our city. We can reflect on those concrete actions as coming from a good place. But maybe there's a balance between living the life and just being a blessing by living the life, and the doing, which is a blessing. Is it enough to just live the life of faith, live in the love that God has for you, and be a joyful person? Is that enough? I want to make the case that it is. That your joy makes you a blessing to other people. And that sometimes doing comes out of a desire or urgency to try and be useful. It should come out of love rather than the desire to be useful. And maybe the coming of the Magi would be about, for us, that we should be cultivating in ourselves that love which makes us like the gold and frankincense and myrrh. We are the gift by being loving. By loving ourselves and loving our families and our neighbors and our friends, by going deeper into love, you're already a blessing. So this is New Year's resolution time, so I was thinking about how I would be a blessing to others. Maybe you have some. I decided I would drive in a kind way. I'm going to let people merge. I'm not going to feel angry about the person who doesn't use their left turn signal. And I'll probably be a calmer person because of it, and more loving when I arrive where I'm supposed to go. So, this idea of drawing all the nations to ourselves, how do we go about it? How do we go about being a blessing in a way that that is part of Christ drawing the nations? I was thinking, all right, is it about good signage? Or is it about warmth and kindness? And I think our church wardens will say, yeah, both. Yeah, both. We need good signs. But maybe it's about this balance of living a life of kindness and love. That is incredibly attractive. I came from Toronto 4 years ago, and in the Anglican churches in Toronto, they had adopted this thing from the Church of England called Back to Church Sunday. Have you ever heard of Back to Church Sunday? Okay, the idea was you'd have a Sunday, you know, kind of like in September, you know, when people are back from whatever holidays they have, that would be a bring a friend Sunday, and you would put on great refreshments, and you'd make the music extra special, and you'd have a children's program with 6 teachers and amazing crafts, and you'd have an extra powerful sermon, and people would say, wow, I'm coming back. And then next week, you'd have ordinary music, and you'd run out of cookies, And you wouldn't have two adults in the children's program, so the children would have to be at the table in the back. And the critique of this, would people will, are going to think, what is this, bait and switch? And I never heard a new person come to church and say that. I think that was the people putting it on, came to this self-reflection that this felt untrue. Making things as wonderful as we can is important, but it actually needs to come from a different place, which is the joy that we are beloved by God, the joy we have, that we are beloved by God. Yeah, we need to get the signs up on that we need to have, but not because we're busy trying to attract, but because it's coming from a place of love, because we feel safe, because we're kind to each other, because we're encouraged and are naturally a blessing to each other without even realizing we're doing it. Become the most loving version of you by receiving the love that is especially for you. The approach would be then that you yourself are in a good place. God is already blessing you, and naturally, you are a blessing. Now that all said, we're going to have a reception on January 19th. And we're going to invite all the neighbors, and we're going to invite the Chamber Music Festival, and we're going to have a piece of paper with our rental rates. It's going to be attraction. But it should also very convincingly come from us being loving people. Kind people, people who have maybe in our imaginations put up on the glass door over there 20 CMB 25. May God bless this mansion that is our home. So let's be wise about what it means to be a real blessing to other people. It's early enough in the year for you to look in the mirror and say, how kind and loving am I? And with the birth of Jesus, we are basking in God's love for us, God's love for all people and all nations, which is so attractive that we all want to be in God's love. But it's also personally and specifically God's love for you today. Amen.
us pray. Creator, provider, sustainer, we thank you this morning that your love is for all of us, and in you we can love all. Thank you that you remind us in meaningful ways that we are your body. On this day of Epiphany, we're reminded of our Savior's childhood and God's love for children. Open our eyes to see where there are needs we can meet in showing God's love in meaningful ways. As we pray this morning, we ask for your blessing and your strength in our lives together as we say together, Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for Shane, our bishop, Anne, our metropolitan and acting primate, and Chris, our Indigenous archbishop. Sustain them and guide them as they lead us, we pray. Lord, hear our prayers. Comfort those in need of healing in their lives and the lives of those they love. We stand with Ted, Diana, Pat, Alice, and David, and intercede with them on each of their challenges and needs. We remember especially those in need of healing and peace, known to us this morning as we pause. Lord, hear our prayers. We pray for the nations of this world, and especially for those locked in combat with many people suffering. Soften hearts, we pray, and bring peace and justice to those desperate for both. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for our nation of Canada and those who serve and lead nationally, provincially, and locally. Grant them wisdom, we pray, and boldness in doing right. Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the ministries of Belong Ottawa, especially at this time when want is felt so keenly. We pray for those without homes and the insurance of regular meals. We pray for the Centertown Food Bank. We pray for those in our parish and our community who are struggling with food insecurity and housing needs. Lord, hear our prayers. We continue to hold up our music ministry. Thank you for Tom and his gifted leadership. Thank you for Barb and her return to service. Continue to strengthen her and sustain her. Prepare us and help us in finding the person who will lead this ministry in the future. Lord, hear our prayers. Continue to prepare our hearts as we seek to connect and serve our parish, our community, and beyond. Lord, hear our prayers. Amen.
As our Savior taught us, let us pray.
Whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Thank you. in peace to love and serve the Lord.